This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is going to be a good episode. This is going to be a great episode. This is going to be normal and good because the best podcasts happen when you've been alone in your apartment for going on 2 months and you're on the worst day of your period you've had in the last year. What? Who said that? Not me!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello, welcome to Punch Up the Jam, or today, what are we calling this? Just Jam! It's another playlist episode. Next week, we'll be back to the regular format with a special announcement, special guest. We'll talk about that then. Today, we're talking about tunes to listen to when you're steamy and you want to feel dreamy. That's right. It's songs for bathing. I don't know about you guys, but I really am loving listening to music right now. I feel like it's helping me a lot. And when I'm taking a bath or a shower or even, you know, a little scrub on the bottom of the foot with a pumice stone trying to sell some foot pictures, is that relatable? I don't know. Listen, the point is I love to have a nice soundtrack for when I'm sudsing up. So that's what I've made today. The Patreon will be getting a second secret playlist this month, so that they're getting their money's worth, but I wanted to share the wealth a little bit with the main feed. And maybe if you like this, we can do one of these episodes, I don't know, once a month, every other month. I just want to share some tunes because I feel like that's the way I can make myself helpful right now. So if you ask me, there's no better tunes to be soaped up to than dream pop. Maybe a tiny bit of shoegaze, but mostly dream pop. I want something that's kind of neutral and kind of in the background, not gonna rip me so far out of my shampoo gaze that I'm thinking too much, but not something that's so background that my mind just goes, hee. And if we're talking about dream pop, we gotta start off with Parallo. Now, if you're hearing that voice and you're thinking, that's an angel, you're correct. Her name's Marie Shao. She did the Sugar We're Going Down punch up. She is half of Parallo. The other half is my brother. Dangerous. When it's this good and you're trying to take a shower, you're gonna want so much time in there. You might accidentally shave everything just to spend a little extra. You know what I mean? You ever do that? You've already finished everything you needed to do in there and you still want to stay. So you're, I don't know, shaving your toes. Don't do that, by the way. Pluck it if you got to do something. But you know what? Let it fly. Toe hair is hot. Ooh. Moving right along, the next song on this mixtape is from a band I have put on the Unpunchables playlist already, Yumi Zuma. However, this is one of their new songs called Cool for a Second. Playlist starts off very upbeat, super poppy. These songs are honestly bangers. This might be too potent for the shower. You're gonna sit down and accidentally have a bath if you're not careful. You can actually, you know what you do? You just block the hole. Shit, what is that called? The drain. Wow. Guys, my brain. What's happening? So now we get into the slightly more shoegaze section of the playlist. I feel like dream pop and shoegaze go right hand in hand. This artist I love, love, love. She's so talented. It's Men I Trust.
You love people.
This is perfect night bathing music. You got any night bathers out there? Personally, I find it morally reprehensible, but I understand it's not for me. It could be for you. Or you. Or you. What if I kept doing this? It could be for you. Wait. Or you, over there, in the Jeep Cherokee.
Someone's bound to be driving a Jeep Cherokee.
Also, at this point in the playlist, like to shout out, this doesn't have to be for actually bathing. This is mostly bathroom activities, you know? You might sit on the bath mat and give yourself a little mani-pedi. Highly suggested. Ah, the vibe is strong. This also would make people think you're very cool. If and when we're ever allowed to be around other people again, you put this on in the car. Once you get that aux cord, everyone's going to ask you for your Spotify playlist. You can just send them the link to this one, which, by the way, is in the episode description. Share it all you like. Next up, we got a fave. I wanted to throw back to, you know, maybe what some might say the kind of inception of dream pop as a genre, although I'm sure these aren't the first, but they are one of my faves, Cocteau Twins, Wolf in the Breast. Honestly, this playlist is gonna make me bathe too much. My skin's gonna fall off like a, you know, a date, like a medjool date when the skin separates from the meat. Y'all, something about the period during self-isolating when you live alone, it just hits different. I can't apologize because I'm not sorry. Let's move on. This is an artist I just heard of, More. Whatever comes to mind. The vocals are a little more poppy than I typically like, but it works for me. Would be a good steamy playlist in the other sense of steamy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if and when that ever were to happen again, or happen for the first time. I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to tell you how to be. I'm just saying this playlist is versatile. There's something inside that you've been through. Whatever comes to mind, what it came to. It's just vibe. And you can apply the vibe wherever need be. It's like head on, apply directly to the forehead. Vibe is big. Apply directly to the vibe. The vibe is strong as the days are long. Robert Frost Hoomst. The next song is an unpunchable jam. It is Barry Tal Uno. If you're not careful, if you don't listen responsibly with a playlist like this and you are in the bath, you might actually melt like Alex Mack style and become part of the bath, which is great in a lot of ways, but also bad in the sense that I don't think you can wear clothes anymore if you're liquid. And clothes are fun as hell. A fun way to change up songs you've maybe already heard before, if there are some of those on this playlist, is to try listening to them underwater. So if you are lucky enough to have a bathtub, you get in it, you fill it up, and then you play this playlist, and when the songs come on you already know, maybe you're a little tired of, you just simply dunk your head under and see how they sound from there. It's a fun way to feel like you're not in your apartment anymore after, again, 2 months. 2 months. Let's move on. Oh, what's this? It's a Japanese house song. How did it get in here? Interesting how this is here. And there may be another one coming in the playlist as well. Am I obsessed? Maybe I am. This is Saw You in a Dream.
I saw you in a dream. You stayed the same. You were beckoning me. Said that
else have daily mixes on Spotify that you've tried putting on when you take a bath or a shower and then they lead you astray in the middle of a sudsy moment and you can't change the song? It's just another reason to have a bathing specific playlist like this.
Sweet separation, such a pretty vision.
Also, can we talk about those daily mixes for a second? I feel like they have too much power. Spotify, like the cool Gen Zers making those with their ears to the pulse of the musical currents, they're getting to break every artist, right? Like, how else are people finding new music right now? Now that's where we come in, folks. I'm really sorry about this. Let's take a quick break so I can regain my sanity. Hi, welcome back. Are you ready for the second half of this? I hope this is fun for you. I'm having a blast. It's amazing that it has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs and there's been no beach house yet. In my mind, the, I wouldn't say founders, in the way that, you know, like Christopher Columbus discovered America, which, by the way, the fuck not he didn't, but you know what I'm saying. Beach house pioneers of dream pop. Similar situation. So let's play Wild. I love this song from Bloom. You guys remember that record? Changed my life. Sorry to interrupt. Can I just draw attention to what the drums are doing? Listen to this. This is a great one if you want to get some scream singing down. You know, if that was on your to-do list. Sidebar. Is anyone else making to-do lists of every minute task you do in a day right now? I highly suggest it. You can put on there, you know, making your smoothie or calling your mom or, you know, just simply all the various tasks of your workday or taking care of your children or all of the things we're trying to juggle right now. And then you get to check it off. Has there ever been such a beautiful feeling? It makes me cry. Wow, I'm actually gonna cry. God, my period! God! I'm protesting. Oh, what's this? Another Parallel song. How did this happen? This one's on the playlist. Well, let me play you for a second what I want you to hear, and you tell me if it sounds familiar. This is On My Head.
Tell me, babe, what's it all the ways? Do you love me or let me go?
Do you hear those strings? Playing on Parallel, the crossover we deserve.
It's all I know how to do.
Ah! You guys, guys, if you're not listening to Parallel, you're really missing out. Their first EP was predominantly acoustic, and then their second is dream pop. It's just a dream pop pool, like Scrooge McDuck's coin room. Just dive down to the center, see what you find. Hopefully it's goo, like in the middle of a Cadbury egg, but it's not. It's just great tunes. I don't think I should be allowed to have a microphone. I think that the microphone industry at large should sue me. They should sue me, and they will win. The next song was a suggestion from my brother. It's very cool. It's called Ontario Gothic by Foxes in Fiction. Actually kind of stumped me. I had a hard time not just putting a bunch of the same artists in here because it's such a specific vein, the sounds. I wanted to make sure every song really worked well together and was all kind of exactly in the same family, that they, you know, at most were first cousins. And so I texted my brother being like, help! And he sent me this song and it's exactly correct. I think this isn't even a first cousin to the rest of the songs. I think these are siblings. Maybe half siblings. That's how it feels. I mean, honestly, take a bath to this, kiss to this. Both great options. Even if you got to kiss your own hand, which, folks, if it's washed, actually don't kiss your hand. It's a bad idea. I take back everything I said. Kiss nothing, kiss no one, daydream only. Let's do another Yumi Zuma song. I couldn't not put In Camera on this playlist. This song is so good. At this point in the playlist, you're starting to wind down from the bath or shower situation, because otherwise, no, you've been in there too long, I think. Actually, you might want to get out. What's that? You don't have any clean towels? Well, that's okay. This song will make you shake so hard, you'll be dry in seconds. Now, get in the house. Back in the house, not the beach house, not yet. We're in the Japanese house once more. For God, I love this song. It's a little bit sad. It's a little bit sad. This is where the playlist starts to wind down. It climaxed with Yumi Zuma In Camera. Now we're cooling off because maybe you are a night bather and it's time for bed. Or maybe you're a morning bather and it's time to get to work. Which for some is sad. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. This is Lilo. I needed someone to depend upon. I was alone, I was emotional, searching for the right emoticon to expand my mental lexicon. And Jimmy told me that you met someone. The vocal treatment on this song, I feel like it's a vocoder, but either way, the harmonies are so cool. Listen to this. A feeling I've been waiting on. You were floating like a lullaby with your eyes closed. Going where the tide goes. Caught in flux, you drifted till you hit the sides. Hold my breath. If earlier you shaved your toes, this is the song you shave your head to. Just staring at yourself in the mirror. Your eyeliner would be all smeared, except you haven't worn eyeliner in 2 months. Because who's that for? Your dog? I saw myself an intellectual. Just to clarify, when I laughed and asked if it was for your dog, the answer is yes. You should be getting dressed up for your dog if you're lucky enough to have one. And if you aren't, Go get one. Just kidding. Again, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, folks. We're just having fun. We're just goofing and joshing and having a great time. And my back hurts so bad, I think I might throw up. Oh, I'm really excited about this next song. Does anyone else go down deep, deep, deep rabbit holes on Spotify to try to find new music? To try to find no music? Because I did. And that's how I found this one. Polo and Pan. Wait, Marissa, I'm going to try this for you, okay?
At this point, Miel proceeded to very poorly pronounce this French name, so I'm chiming in to say that the name of the song is called Pays Imaginaire.
Listen, it's so fucking good. I'm very excited about it.
Je suis vivant dans la main où nous sommes envolés. Nous étions si portés par le doux sirop.
Watch your ass when you listen to this song. It might fall off if you shake it too hard. I heard that happen once on Quora. If you shaved your head to that last song, this song's gonna make all that hair grow back in 45 seconds. It's not safe. The FDA has to put a guideline against this song in the same way that the microphone industry needs to be suing me already. I'm ready to be canceled, microphones. Finally, the last song on the playlist. You ready to come down a bit, folks? I brought you up so high, it's reckless for me to leave you there for one more week before we get back to the main feed next week. So again, we're going back inside the house, this time on the beach. It's the beach house. Thank you so much. This is Pay No Mind. I love this song. That has to be the end of the bath. Where can you go from there? Down the drain and straight into hell. That's where. Folks, I hope you like this playlist. Again, the link is in the episode description. Feel free to share it however you want, bastardize it, whatever. This is the closest I can do to a public service with my skill set, which is curating, I guess. I hope. You tell me. Again, my brain is bad. Thank you for listening. I will see you next week. Again, exciting announcement, exciting guest. Dare I say, no, I can't say it. You're going to have to listen next week. I'll see you then. Bye.
Okay, that was
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.